I've been married for 35 years. I'm very happy. I asked my wife if I was happy. She told me I am. And that's good enough for me. But I got married. Our relationship changed immediately. Not gradually, but immediately. My wife started to share knowledge with me, knowledge I had no idea she had before we got married. Tremendous amounts of knowledge she must have stored throughout the years waiting to share with her future husband. Not all at one time, just bits and pieces here and there on an ongoing basis. And at one time I thought it would end. Now I know it never will. What's going to trigger her desire to share additional knowledge? One day I just opened our back door. That's all I did. Simply opened the back door. Look at me, people. Just opened the back door. Perhaps slightly too long. I don't know what the exact time parameter is. I only know I must have went over because my wife whirled and yelled, "Shut the door. You just let 800 mosquitoes into the house." No, I had no idea that mosquitoes fly in swarms of 800. Would think that many in a swarm, you'd see something come through the door. I saw nothing but my wife, with her keen eyesight and wealth of knowledge, knew that 800 got into our house. God bless her. We could have been bitten to death that night.
Summertime, the pools, the water, the fun, the splashing, the crying babies, the everything from summertime. And Jim and Carol are here. Jim is here, Carol Gianforte. These are the resident Racine people who just look back at our past in the 50s and the 60s and remind us how great it was. It's funny, people remember the good times. They never remember the bad times where they stubbed their toe at the Washington Park pool, where they slipped and fell and cracked their kneecap at the water. They don't remember that part.
We don't know anything about that time.
No.
Never heard any of that.
Now, these are the show we're going to do today is one you put on at the Golden Rondell Theater. Now, with that, we had pictures, we had slides, you had guest speakers, you had people who were there at the time, you had all that. This is the radio version of that. Shortened radio version, which is still good. So Carol Gianforte is here. Now, you grew up in Richmond. I'm reading your book now, so I know you grew up on Carlisle Avenue. So this is your town.
You've even gone by it, I understand.
We traced your route from your house to the schools to the naughty things you did in town that you shouldn't have been doing. We tracked everything.
Unbeknownst to me, I guess I've had a very exciting life. But
you did.
I didn't really realize it.
No, you had a fun childhood.
I did.
You had a very fun childhood.
I did.
So you grew up here. This is your town.
Jim, who?
Well, we're going to get to Jim in just a second. Okay. Right now, I'm interested in you. Jim's coming. He's not going anywhere. He's here. So you grew up here, and you went to the Washington Park pool.
Yes.
As a
yes.
kid. So we're going to talk about that experience. Jim Messier, you're a local yokel as well?
Absolutely. Born and raised here. Yep.
So where'd you grow up? What street?
Kearney Avenue.
And where's that?
Just south of Cristiano's. Everybody knows where Cristiano's. It's still there, as a matter of fact. But, close to Mitchell School.
Is your house still there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Just drove by there a couple days ago.
Do you ever go in and say, excuse me, I wrote something on the wall, and I want to go back.
Like a growth chart.
It was the combination to my high school locker, and I need to know that combination. All right. So the Washington Park pool, this is Washington Park High School. Now, after you did the show, my wife and I actually went back there, and of course, it's not there. There's buildings in there, and where the building where the pool was, and it's kind of sad because you guys had the pictures of all the fun. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we had the Washington Park pool, Don, from 1939 to 1968. I know it holds a lot of precious memories for Carol and I, and it's a big place in Racine's history, as well as our memories. I know some of my fondest memories are of swimming in the old park pool. And I remember how magnificent it was. And, you know, like the Venetian Theater, we didn't appreciate it back then as we do right now.
Well, Jim, you're right. We probably didn't. We did recognize, I think, that there was space. There was the sun shining on this blue water, and we had an island in the middle to swim to. But by and large, we loved it, and yes, we wanted to get there. Now, just like our music that Don played as our opener, I think we look back, and most of those summer days, there was blue sky, it was 95 degrees, and yes, we were going to go to the pool. And I know, Jim, that you've said on Retro Racine and other Facebook sites that you definitely study, people still remember actually the part of the day going to the pool. And I said at the Rondell, we had a destination. Of course we had a destination. But yes, we were used to walking everywhere in town and Racine was safe. But I came from the north side, walking totally across town, walking back. It was worth it. We had our bikes. And then we often refer, I think with smiles, to our bus system. Because, why, this worked just perfectly. The blue line, the orange line, the green line. That told us everything. All we had to do was say, yeah, I'm waiting for the green line. And we all had an idea of where these lines were going to take us. So we took the bus to the pool, too. So Valley Drive, I'm thinking of over by the pool. Huge hill. Well, going up or down, it was worth it. And that's part of our memory of just getting there and arriving to see, especially, the island. Where was it exactly now, Jim?
Well, actually, it was just behind the old Washington Park Community Center. It has a different name now, which I forgot, but it was just west of Park High School.
And I noticed when we were preparing this for our visuals, we even took a picture of the door you went through, which is still there.
Yeah, building's still there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that door even was not ordinary, just a beat-up old wooden door or anything. It was an Art Deco door. So now we're leading into saying this destination, this pool, and even the community building right down to its front door were all very unique.
Yeah, but who do we give most of the credit to for making this fantastic pool possible? Our mayor at the time, Mayor Roy Spencer, was a visionary who wanted to provide Racine with a superb outdoor pool. He even traveled to Vincennes, Indiana, upon hearing about that gorgeous pool. And I think we can all agree, Carol, that that the Washington Park pool was actually much better than the Vincennes pool, based on old photos that we've seen. Now, it was built in 1939. Mayor Roy Spencer was successful in getting his dream fulfilled with the WPA, that's the Works Progress Administration, agreeing to pay for it. The cost was $150,000, a huge amount back then.
I think we want to say, too, that this mayor, we learned, too, as a brief aside, that he was responsible also for bringing in an era of Racine problems between business and labor. He envisioned also the Goodwill Parade, our 4th of July parade, to bring the community together, which it did and still does.
Let me ask you something. You said it's $150,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is
right.
that in today's dollars? That would be a fortune.
It probably is.
We look at $150,000 today and say, well, that's not a lot of money. Well, it was back then.
Yeah.
It is to me today.
Right. Good one, Jim.
But yeah, that's, I wonder in today's dollars. I got to look that up during the break and see what that comes to.
Yeah.
Well, we need that research. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes, to back us up. Well, yes, when you got there and saw how unique it was. Well, what was it? It was supposed to, according to the Racine Journal Times, give us a state-of-the-art pool, and it was supposed to provide a seashore atmosphere in the heart of the city. It was described as a thing of beauty. Of course, we had fun at this place, but it was quite beautiful. It was around in shape, but it had many amenities. Of course, it was surrounded by areas of beautiful sand and tables and umbrellas. The four slides were unique in themselves. They were interspersed equally around the pool. And these were not ordinary slides. They were high, but they also had running water at all times going down them to make the descent super fast. So we have pictures of the steps being mounted by, you know, 25 kids waiting to go to the top. You had to wait. And then you went down in what, 20 seconds?
Yeah.
10 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
in cold water.
And into cold water.
Yeah.
That island, I saw the pictures, it looked very dangerous.
Jim is going to describe now.
Hold on a second. We're going to take a quick break. I want you to describe how dangerous that was.
It was.
And when we come back, I looked it up. I'll tell you how much $150,000 in the 50s was in today's dollars.
Okay.
It's going to surprise you.
We'll have to guess.
No, not to guess. I'll tell you.
Okay. All
you
right.
can guess if you will. We'll tell a guessing game.
You tell us.
All right. That's coming up in just a moment here. Local news, Tablets Hits. Jim and Carol are here. We're talking about the Washington Park Pool at WRJN. More straight ahead for you. Hey, Jim and Carol are here. Jim Gianforte. Carol Gianforte, Jim Messira here. We're talking about the history of Racine, the fun history from the 1950s and 60s, the Washington Park Pool. Where I've seen pictures, and it looks like every kid in town was there. It was just packed with people. It's amazing when people jumped off the, whatever that thing was, the tower.
Diving boards.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't hit people on the
they
way
did.
Down.
Well,
I mean, I could see ambulances standing by for further instructions. Get the spinal, we got the spinal cord snapped again. We got the neck broken.
Yeah.
We got feet broken. It's amazing how they, you said they did hit people on the way down?
Oh, I've seen a few, but
My God. First of all, you got to be an idiot to stand out under a diving board when people are, I mean, I can't believe how people say, oh, this is the perfect spot. Oh, look, someone's coming at me at 100 miles an hour. By the way, before we start in again, I looked up, you said the pool cost $150,000 to build by Mayor, who was that?
Spencer.
Mayor Spencer. Okay.
Yeah.
In today's dollars, that's just under $2
million. No,
I was going to say a million.
It was $1,940,000.
Really? Thank you for this
just
research.
Just under $2 million.
Wow.
Research. I asked Google, what is my $150,000? That was in 1950s money with inflation. And all this stuff, it came out to just under $2 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to pay for a pool.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And they had the money. I wonder where they...
WPA.
WPA.
Yep,
well,
WPA.
Yeah.
Other, OPM, other people's money.
But, we had, again, we're going to give credit to this Mayor Spencer, who wanted something unique. And so he went all the way to Vincennes, Indiana.
Well,
we took pictures of that, but we surpassed it.
Stay with the story because it doesn't have a happy ending.
And
it's a sad ending to the story, but, you know, time moves on. But while the pool was here, there were many happy stories.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go on with the stories.
Well, I think the most distinctive part of that pool was the island. It had a fence around it for swimmer protection, and it provided diving boards for the thrill of jumping into 16 feet of deep water. But like Don said, that was very dangerous because when you're swimming out to the island in the deep water, you're not looking up, obviously, and those jumping, you know, they could care less. They just jump. So if you're underneath it, that's your tough luck. And it was so crowded on that island. It was just unbelievable. But when you were on that island, you were somebody special. You were a somebody. You were king of the hill. And I remember being on that island myself, and it was like shoulder-to-shoulder kids. But when you jumped into that deep water, I mean, you took your life in your hands along with those trying to swim out to the island. Now, when I posted on Retro Racine and some of the other sites, so many people wrote in that their main memory of the island was just the crowds out there. Everybody was standing on there. And then, of course, when they wanted to leave, they would jump off the diving board. But, there were just kids everywhere. It was really an interesting place to be, unless you get hit. It was like incoming missiles coming on you. That's how it was. It was very, very dangerous. By the way, the original plans for the park pool included ice skating in the wintertime. Obviously, that never happened. Mm-hmm. But that was on the
books. Why didn't it happen?
I don't know. They just maybe thought it wasn't feasible.
I can't imagine that being good to the concrete and everything.
Right.
That,
yeah.
That ice in there. You have to get all the water out.
Yep. That's right.
Well, we really had a goal to get to the island. Now, we're going to talk about swimming lessons coming up, but imagine what a teacher, how good it was for a teacher, because every kid wanted to eventually get to the island.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite something.
Mm-hmm.
And all this for about 10 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
I understand when you were 16, it went up to a quarter. But in romanticizing about summers and the temperature and the blue sky, there would be days, I don't know how often, but it would be free. And then we kind of coined or remembered a phrase, capacity. It would reach full capacity. And there would be really long lines waiting outside the building.
So you had to wait till somebody got out of the pool and went home?
If it was at full capacity.
At certain times.
Oh, that, yeah. You can wait all day. Yeah. Waiting for someone, especially if you were at the end of the line.
That's right. That's right.
So they were, so they did keep a
at
limit
times.
On the number of people.
Yeah, apparently they did.
Yep.
You know, I'm reminded, too, of, and as a side here, we talked a couple months ago, or last time, I think, when we talked about downtown and Scooping the Loop. The dance venue for teens, the Nitty Gritty, on a hot summer night, which is now the Main Street Bakery, in that small place, we can't even imagine shoulder to shoulder. So, Don, you probably asked us about the fire codes. Well, we don't know. We were never interrupted. And we weren't interrupted with the island either.
We didn't need any stinking fire codes.
Pack the place like sardines.
Yeah.
We can't breathe, it's so crowded.
Quite amazing. Well, you can imagine when you were, especially if you were in a long line, but we would get into that building, and the idea was, okay, I'm here now. Now I want to get in the water. Well, now this takes a lot of explanation. Because no, we could not just get in the water. We had to walk through that building, and then we had to get a wire basket with a metal tag for our clothes. And, of course, boys on one side, girls on the other. And even in the early morning, it was already, you started to feel a chill because the floors were wet and cold. So you're now changing clothes, and you got your clothes in the basket, and you're going to get that turned in. But now this next part was something that everybody seems to remember with the biggest amusement smile, and this happened to be the disinfecting area. Because
what, they have to spray you down with a disinfectant?
Well, just wait. And in the meantime, all gals also had to put on a swimming cap, white swimming cap.
Mm-hmm.
I can say, especially now, if you were a teen and you were already using hairspray, unless you had thought to wash your hair before going to the pool, hairsprayed hair with a leaking swimming cap led to matted, sticky hair by the end of the day.
Yep.
But you had to have the swimming cap on.
Yep, I remember them. My sister had one.
Yeah.
Next, like Carol said,
this disinfecting.
Yes, yes. We walked through a pan of disinfecting water. Finally, we lined up for inspection with the toe checker. Yes, there was actually a toe checker.
Don is laughing.
Okay, this is like being drafted in the military. You have to go for your physical before they'll give you your draft number.
That's right. He had the rather disgusting job of separating our toes
to look at them
for athlete's feet. And a good friend of mine, Vince Angel.
And what if you had it? Would they make an announcement to everybody?
No, you just follow.
Number 42, Carol Forte, has fungus toe. She's not allowed in
the park. Yeah. You are dismissed.
Get out. Yeah, that's right.
Rejection.
But a friend of mine, Vince Angel, had one of those jobs. Then, of course, we had to endure passing through a shower of cold spray if the toe checking wasn't bad enough.
This is like what astronauts have to go through.
Yeah, right.
Before they're allowed back into our world, they have to go through all this stuff on a ship. Hold the thoughts there. We're talking to Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier, talking about the strange things you had to go through to get to the Washington Park pool here in Racine. More with Jim and Carol coming up in a moment. It's 7:30 at WRJN.
You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station, and there's another train sitting right next to you, and one of them starts to move, and you can't tell which one it is? Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, ooh. And for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Did you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Did you ever try to tell somebody they have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here?
Rosen, 7:36, and make it 7:37 at WRGN Local News, Timeless Hits. And now we're reminiscing about growing up in the 50s and 60s in Racine at the Washington Park Pool. On a day like today, everybody went down there. And I guess they were too young to bring their hot rods down. But they got there, said, by bus, by walking, by bicycle, any way you can get down there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where we left off was, you were telling us the process, like immigrants coming into Ellis Island, how they had to go through the process. I think Ellis Island was a lot easier than getting into the Washington Park Pool. Inspecting toes, inspecting hair, inspecting everything.
Yeah.
It was like going through a draft. You know, when the guys got drafted, they go through a physical before they can get into the army. So where would we leave off here?
Well, one thing I want to say real fast, when you played those songs, one of those songs you played, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, if you were a teenage boy when that song came out, that was your favorite song. That was so much fun to listen to.
Well, now we're getting a little insight into Jim Messier.
Well, and back to that toe procedure.
That's disgusting.
You know, those memories. Now, some people, I to be totally accurate, some people remember that like it was yesterday. Some people say sometimes your toes were not checked. Just to be honest here, there was that solution, but maybe not the toe checker present. However, like Jim knew Vince Angel, and here one of our Racinians who lived near the pool, Vito Capotius, he wrote to me that his next door neighbor, Mrs. Doris Johnson, was a toe checker.
Ugh.
So that is a position that some people definitely
Why would you even want that job? I mean, if you have a toe fetish, maybe. But I mean, why would
Doris
you even
Johnson,
want that?
Mrs. Johnson.
Oh. Maybe the pay?
She was
not enough money.
Hazard pay.
Let's say she was really a civil servant.
Today they checked toes in a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
I can't imagine wanting that job to check people's
toes.
This
is definitely part of the story, isn't it?
Ugh.
It really is.
Ugh.
Well, another part that is more, what would you say, above board, even romantic, were the lifeguards. Now, as we got to be teenagers, they were all guys and tan, physically fit. Some of the teachers, like we know Marcia Connett, she was a young girl teaching swimming. She dated a lifeguard one summer. Can you imagine how romantic that would have been?
Now we're getting inside of the Carol and the Marcia.
The lifeguards kind of went around like gods. And then that reminds us, too, for most of us, we were unaware of skin problems. I mean, copper tone, or I don't think there was anything in the rules about sunscreens on or off. They were non-existent, basically.
Would a lot of people use sunscreens back in the 50s and 60s?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
They're paying the price today if they didn't.
Aren't we? Yeah. I can vouch for that.
Yep.
I can definitely vouch for that. Okay. So even starting with lessons, I think we just were there.
Yep. Well, the pool was the place for summer swimming lessons, Don. Perhaps thousands of us learned to swim there. And for just a small amount, like I think it was 35 cents. Now, most of us baby boomers, of course, like I just said, learned to swim here. The Red Cross offered swimming lessons for children starting at age 8 all the way through to adults for 35 cents per lesson. What a bargain, huh?
Our friend Marcia Connett, who I mentioned, she was with us at the overall summer program at the Rondell and since then a bit too. She said, even at 12 years old, she had learned and loved to swim so much that she was entrusted as a teacher of the smallest children and then stayed with the pool for a while as she was a teen. And she said she can still remember looking out at that gorgeous pool, but then, as we're going to touch on before long, how the pool came to an end.
Oh, please. No, I'm going to cry.
She said she tried to lifeguard elsewhere afterwards. Or teach swimming, I mean. But she couldn't. She couldn't after teaching her kids at this outdoor wonderful pool. Looking at people that have wanted to say extra stories, I know I talked to my friend Rose Freitag Kerkorian, and I had to mention her because of all places to live in Racine. Can you imagine? She lived across from the pool. I mean, can you imagine a better location?
She liked it. I'm sure her parents didn't like it.
Well, they could have her at the pool every day of the summer.
Yeah, but they had screaming kids day and night.
Oh, well, that, you know, now she didn't mention that. It would have been on the other side of the community building, but still, yes, there might have been some noise.
Yeah, you want peace and quiet on a weekend, and you got screaming people
in the
pool.
Don, I'm going to have to ask her about that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just looking at this.
Like living across the street from an elementary school or a high school.
She's probably looking at this through rose.
Right.
Tinted glasses.
Right, you remember the good times. You don't remember the bad ones.
Yeah. Well, she revealed her address to me, 2014 12th Street. And so this was her day, especially with all the neighbor kids, but her best friend for the swimming, Jeannie Buttonhoff Miller, the two gals. So when the pool opened, they would go across the street. They were there. They could go home for lunch. And her mother, being a homemaker, was at home. And her mother liked to watch two soap operas, General Hospital and One Life to Live. So Rose would watch the soap operas with her mother and then go right back to the pool. And Rose, with the lessons and everything, by 9 years old, she was out to the island.
We have some personal stories that I've heard on Retro Racine, of course, and some of the other Facebook sites. And, you know, most of them are in four categories. Getting there, like Carol talked about, the island, swimming lessons, which we talked about, and, of course, the snack bar. Now, at the end of the day, when you were swimming, you needed energy to get home. Whether you were walking, whether you took the bus or whatever, parents picked you up, took your bike, you needed energy. And the park pool supplied that by having a snack bar open. And you could get popcorn, candy, ice cream. If it was really hot, that's the first thing you'd get. They also had one thing called a Slowpoke Taffy Bar, which was chilled, which was very, very good. I remember some of the old candy bars back then. Don, you probably remember too. O. Henry, Clark Bar, Chicken Dinner, Denver Sandwich. You know, I had a few more.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Clark Bar. I was at the Racine County Fair yesterday, and they had camels there. And all I remember was, I want a Clark Bar. Remember the camel? Remember the camel?
Absolutely.
I want a Clark Bar.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Now, getting back to the swimming lessons, I remember we had small groups of kids, maybe about a dozen, with one instructor. And they were scattered around the whole pool. And the first thing we learned how to do was the dog paddle. Remember the dog paddle, Carol? That was our very, very first lesson. And we had to do that when the water was quite chilly.
Yes, we haven't emphasized that, Jim.
Right.
Jim.
Yeah.
The water was, should we say cold?
Well, not maybe. It's chilly.
Chilly. We'll go
cold
for chilly.
Cold was Lake Michigan.
Oh, good chilly point. We had that too, yes.
Yeah.
We had cold Michigan.
Right, yeah. However, like Don was talking about, all good things must come to an end eventually.
I'm going to cry. Don,
get your handkerchief out.
Before you get to the end, there was an A&W root beer place not far away. Mm-hmm. The building is still there.
Yes, it is.
I know it.
Empty. It's abandoned now.
Yes.
It's been abandoned like for 30 years maybe?
I know. It's somebody owns the property.
I think a church does, but
yes,
they never
I
did
believe
anything.
Too.
Yeah.
Did you go to the A&W on the way home?
You know, if we do a program next summer, like on drive-ins, that was the drive-in. No, again, no matter where you lived, that was the place. And here's a cute little story about Rose in her neighborhood. I was just saying, Rose living in this ideal spot, not because she said the pool and the A&W drive-in.
Mm.
She would be sent by her mother to get a gallon glass container of their root beer.
Root beer.
Oh, yeah. that other stuff, yeah.
Root beer.
Once she dropped it.
Yeah.
And she felt terrible.
Hold on a second here. We're talking to Jim and Carol. We're reminiscing about the old, I hate to say it like that, the old Washington Park pool, growing up at the pool. And in just a moment, we're going to get back and talk about the end. Everything's got to come to an end. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. It's 7:47. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Okay, we're talking to Jim and Carol. We're talking and reminiscing about the Washington Park pool. And all good things must come to an end. And so did the Washington Park pool.
Well, yes. It began to be talked about that the pool now had deferred maintenance. And this is the sad part of things. Yes. In 1965, it was estimated that the cost to repair it would be $165,000. To remake it would be $250,000.
And you're talking about, we said $150,000 was $2 million in today's money.
Yeah, right.
So this is even more than that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And so the mayor, who was buyer at the time...
Yeah, you're right.
...was of the opinion that it did need to be replaced.
Now, at the same time, the city and school district realized that Park High School needed to expand its facilities and needed more land, of course. All things considered, in 1967, it seemed advisable for the city to turn over the pool to the Racine Unified.
What was happening, too, and we don't really know why, the attendance was going down. In its last 5 years, from 1964 to 1968, the attendance went from 73,000 down to 27,000.
Now, why was that?
Why?
Yeah, the hippies. Well, what happened? What the Beatles? What went on?
Maybe the baby boomers were just getting, past that stage or
so
something.
So where did you go to go have fun in the water? Just went to North Beach?
North Beach. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't too much fun swimming in there, but it was...
What was happening, too, is Jim going to touch on what the trend became, the indoor.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the Park High School tennis courts and part of the running track were eventually built on the old pool site. Now, there was a move to build indoor pools at our three local public high schools, and eventually that did happen. So that took some of the pressure away of, closing the old park pool.
But the pool was actually demolished, filled in, late 1968. And this goes along with the pictures of the Venetian and Rialto coming down, the Mid-City and the Westgate coming down. There are pictures of the pool being graded in.
Mm-hmm. So what's there now, you're asking? Well, unfortunately, not much. We took some drone photos, and they show an outline of the old tennis courts that once occupied the pool site. Yeah, the tennis courts eventually began to sink, making them unusable. Ever try playing tennis on a sinking tennis court? Not very fun. I took a drive there a week or two ago, and right behind the old community center, of course, that's where the pool was, not much there. There's some raised flower beds, but it looks abandoned, like an old, garden or whatever. The snack bar window was bricked up, so that's not there anymore. But there's just nothing left of it. It's just
The building
debris.
Is still there.
The building is there.
But my wife and I went there. Now, of course, I don't know what it looked like in its heyday, other than photographs.
Yeah.
And the flower beds are there. The tennis courts are still there. They're there, but they're not used.
Oh no, you can't even see a tennis court. Right. It's just completely gone.
Right. Yeah. Where they were.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We just parked our car there, and we're just looking around and saying, "So this is where all the action was.
Yes. Yeah.
This is where thousands and thousands of people spent their summer.
Yes.
Yeah. And look at it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even 73,000.
It's not even being used for anything today.
No. Nothing. Just like to me, it's like an eyesore. There's not much there.
Except the building.
That's being used.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But like Carol and I...
It was a sad event.
It was a sad time when they tore it down. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned before, we didn't appreciate the pool back then, but we do now. We'd give anything to go back one more time.
You don't appreciate it till it's gone.
No. That's right. Yeah.
It's like your parents. You don't appreciate them till they're not there.
Yeah.
You
don't
appreciate anything until it's not there anymore. So how many years was the pool around?
Well, from 39 to 68. Mm-hmm. I can't think that fast with the math.
Yeah, 29 years. 29 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that in my head.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a second. Carry the one, divide it by five, and move it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, 29 years.
Yeah.
Well, and now
that's not a long run.
Now we can keep in mind that Racine does have an outside pool again.
Yeah.
As of the last few years.
On Ohio Street.
And maybe those kids.
Oh, yeah, right down the block here from us. Yeah.
Maybe those kids. 50 years from now.
Oh, don't say it.
But I don't know if they're going to have a Hollywood style with an island, so we can hold on to that.
Well, that little pool land they have over there in Ohio at Pritchard Park looks like a lot of fun. They have the water slides. Yeah. They've got everything down there. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're inspecting toes. I think those days are gone of looking for toes.
Yeah. Now, Kenosha has a Washington Park pool, which is still used.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but a different shape, of course. It wasn't round. Mm-hmm. So like Carol and I said, we only have our fond memories left of our once favorite swimming pool.
Next time, next summer, we'll probably have to turn to the beach. We loved the beach, but both were very unique. The beach was its own entity, and Washington Park Pool was its special place.
Next time we get together next month, we're going to still do another summer activity, which we all enjoyed, and that was Kiddyland.
It's another depressing story.
Next time. They're all depressing.
You and your wife are like archaeologists. You go to these former sites
and pay homage. We like to see the rubble. We did go to Kittyland where it was. There's a sign there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find the sign at first because somebody was having a picnic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're looking at us like we're, you know, some kind of stalkers. And we said, why don't we come back when the picnic's there? And then we found the sign. Mm-hmm. Where it said where Kittyland used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But the whole Washington Park pool thing going back there. And again, I didn't grow up here. So, but I know the pictures, the photographs we were looking at. And I heard your story. And it was just like I was there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because everybody had their own pool. And I grew up by the Atlantic Ocean. But the thing with me is the ocean's still there. The beach is still there. Mm-hmm. I mean, thousands and thousands of people still go to the beach where I went as a kid because it's there. The only thing that isn't, we used to go to, in Queens, Rockaway Beach. Every summer we had a bungalow there at Rockaway Beach, and my grandparents did, where it was just a half a block to walk to the ocean.
Oh.
But they had the boardwalk, where all the mm-hmm. games and all the caniches, mm-hmm. used to get the all the hot dogs and stuff. The boardwalk people, they're gone. The mm-hmm. boardwalk is there in parts, but it's, you don't mm-hmm. want to walk on it, you know, planks falling out. Mm-hmm. So that part's all dilapidated. Mm-hmm. But the ocean is there. They can't get rid of that. And the beach yeah. and the sand. And, mm-hmm. But yeah, the pool they had when I was a kid in my hometown, I think it's still there. I'm not sure the pool is there. The park is still there. Mm-hmm. And now and then I'm going to look it up and see if it's still there and get depressed.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the problem looking back. You remember everything, but when you see it gone, it's mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. oh, we had so much fun here. But at least you got the memories.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't have those.
Yeah, it furnished many years of enjoyment. To every kid in town.
And the memories will never go.
Right.
And I guess that's what Jim and I, early on, Jim coined the goal for us of simply sharing our pleasant memories.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And people love going to the shows at the Golden Rondel. We went to one of the church recently. But the Golden Rondel, when you do those shows, those are the full-blown mm-hmm. extravaganzas with big visuals on the screen. Because the Golden Rondel's got access to all these projectors and everything. And you have a panel of experts who come up and remember. I remember when, yeah, we used to jump on people, break their necks and spines. Those were the good old days. We had an ambulance standing by. Oh, those were great
times. You know what? We almost did it in June. When we were brainstorming about that last summer in the city program at the Golden Rondel, well, unfortunately, Vince Angel, Jim's friend that he mentioned, who had been a toe checker, he was thinking of joining us, and we were going to do a What's My Line and have a few people guess what this man's teenage job had been.
Don't even bring it up. Get sick right here.
Don's not going to forget that one.
No.
Well, you two are just great. I love having you there every month. The next month, we're talking about Kittyland. A lot of people grew up going to Kittyland. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is the ownership of Kittyland and the family that used to run it. And we're going to talk about this. I can't believe they let a 10-year-old kid run the Ferris wheel. I mean.
we've said the nitty-gritty was packed. We jumped off the island. We had 10-year-old people running rides. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of rules and regulations around here.
And we're still here.
We just were careful of our feet, though.
Yeah. Didn't want to get that fungus in the pool. Jim Mercier, Carol Gianforte, thank you guys for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Love having you here. Hey, it's 8 o'clock at WRJN. It's news time. We're going to go to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom in just a moment. But first, we've got news from CBS.